The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston is with us, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. And although I've been talking about the price gap around the border, I think this is a national issue, how much we're going to have to pay for our petrol and diesel by comparison with what's going to happen with the British.
Yeah, Matt. The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, he was asked in the Dáil by the Independent TD, Michael Collins, if he'd hold back on this last increase of the restoration of excise duty on petrol and diesel. As you know, there was in 2022, at the time, diesel prices and petrol prices a litre were heading for about €2. And it was a move just to temporarily reduce the excise duty on those fuels. But he's been gradually putting it up, and there's two more to go. There's 4 cents to go on the litre of petrol from April the 1st, 3 cents on diesel. Now, when you add in the VAT, that'll be about 5 cents on petrol, 4 cents on diesel. And then again in August, there's another similar amount to go on. So it was a reasonable question to ask him, would you just, hold off on this? After all, the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, his equivalent in Britain, Jeremy Hunt, has decided to extend for 12 months their temporary reduction in excise duty. Now consider, Matt, half of what you pay at the pumps for your litre of diesel and your litre of petrol goes in taxes, excise duties, carbon tax, and NORA levy. You know, it's an extraordinarily heavy tax on motor fuels, and the government takes in about 6 billion euros a year in duties and taxes on petrol and diesel. 6 billion euros a year. So it's not an unreasonable thing here to ask him to hold back on this. It's, because the amount of tax on your motor fuels is just punishment. It really, really is heavy.
So this is the completion of the restoration of the old tax, which was temporarily removed.
That's it exactly, Matt. He reduced it temporarily at a time when global crude prices were very high, and the price at the pump was heading towards 2 litres, which is a psychologically important figure for people. So temporarily reduced the excise duty. And given that, they get a lot of excise duty and taxes and VAT and et cetera off petrol and diesel, it didn't seem unreasonable. It helped for a while, but he's gone back. He's gone back to the full amount from April the 1st. Your diesel and your petrol will go up. And it's not just that. There could be 3 different increases this year on petrol and diesel, Matt.
Why is that?
Carbon tax that you goes every year, carbon tax at the budget in October goes up.
So that's guaranteed, that's locked in.
There's another thing, there's a biofuels mix in petrol and diesel, which is, to help with the environment. So that's expensive. That adds about 1 to 2 cents. The more biofuel has to go into your litre of diesel and petrol. Between those two, Matt, you could be talking about an extra, those two, the carbon tax, the biofuels mix, and this restoration of the full excise duty. So those three could mean that petrol will go up by another 15 cents in the next 12 months and diesel by about 12 cents. Now, that is a hit. By any measure, that is a hit, given that we're very car dependent in this country and, so much tax goes on petrol and diesel.
Now, of course, the price is dictated by the international price of oil and fluctuations as well in the dollar to euro exchange rate, doesn't it? But as you say, that only makes up about half the price of a litre.
Yeah, if you were to go out there and buy refined petrol, say, it costs you 76 cents a litre. 76 cents. Diesel, about 84 cents. But we're paying more than double that at the pumps. The diesel, about 51% of your diesel is taxes, levies, VAT, etc. About 56% of what you pay for your litre of petrol is levies, VAT, excise duty, carbon tax. So it's one of the most taxed, it's got to be the most taxed item in the country. It's not unreasonable to ask him to hold off here.
Yeah, but I suppose on the other hand, and I'm not arguing this one way or the other, but if we are trying to reduce emissions, then one of the things that I suppose the government could look to do is to make it more expensive to use your car, because then you will opt for alternatives which will be more emissions friendly. Now, I know exactly what listeners all around the country will say is that they don't have alternatives. It's not feasible for them to walk. It's too far or too dangerous to cycle, or there isn't public transport available, or even where it's available, it's at inconvenient times, which can add enormous amount to the length and time of a journey.
We're a small rural country, Matt, with stretched out, towns and cities and where people live. You know, so yeah, and if you okay, you want to be very environmentally friendly, buy an electric vehicle, an EV. But a lot of people just don't have the money up front to pay 30, 40, 50, 60 grand for a new EV. So I'm not sure it's an option. And, you know, I was just saying 6 billion euros is raised from motor fuel taxes. What do we get in return? We have ragged roads. And drive through Roscommon, there's a series of borings. You know, the Fuels for Ireland, that's the representative body for the fuel distributors and the petrol stations. They're calling for an expert group to be set up to look at the tax on fuels in this country. And I don't think that's unreasonable given how much we pay in fuel tax.
Yeah, this listener here though says the tax on petrol and diesel is not a financial issue, it's an environmental necessity. We must move away from petrol and diesel, and the only way to do that is to hit polluting motorists in their pocket and force them to use public transport or buy new electric cars that are better for the environment. It's not going to work.
It's not an option for everybody, Matt. No. It's fine if you're in an urban area on a dark night.
If you're a wealthy person to be able to buy an electric car.
And you can afford an electric car for 50, 60,000, fine. But for a lot of people, these are just not options. You know, and what do you do? Maybe bigger subsidies for electric vehicles. You know, and yes, it's great that we have a big cut on the public transport tickets. That's great. But no, I just don't buy that at all. I think we need to look at this. It's a very heavy burden on motors. It really is.
Listener here says, just back from Lanzarote there, it's €1.36 a litre, which would be probably around 35, 40 cent cheaper than it would be in Ireland.
It would be, yeah. It's probably about 1.75 once here. It's going up, you know, again at the moment, even though the crude prices are a little bit range bound between $75 and $83 a barrel. Yeah, the garages are gradually pushing up the prices. Now, there's a real problem on the border, Matt. I mean, these many border garages are selling petrol and diesel. Petrol 10 cents cheaper than they need to try and compete with the north, and 6 cents for diesel cheaper than they should be doing, because they're just trying to keep the businesses open. There's a real threat to border petrol stations now because of the gap that's opened up between the south and the north. So, you know, a good stretch of the country is on the border. So that is a real issue as well.
You'd think the government would hold off on doing anything that would increase the price of fuel after the referendum results, says one listener. They're again failing to gauge the mood of the public. If they wait till August, at least they have the European and local elections out of the way. But if they go for a general election October, November, you would think that they would actually try and reduce the cost of living for people, because, you know, it's not as if inflation may have fallen now 2 or 3%, but that means prices are still going up, and they're going up on top of higher prices previously. And you want to get back to something that we highlighted last week, but I think it needs to be said again, how electricity in Ireland is the dearest in Europe. That in the typical household, you're likely to be paying €700 a year more than the EU average.
Don't we always end up paying more here in this country for everything? We have the dearest electricity of 33 different European capitals. This index looks at the capitals across 33 different European countries, including the UK. It's called the Household Price, Household Energy Price Index. And you're absolutely right, Matt. It's about €700 a year more expensive in this country than the European Union average. We're paying through the nose for electricity, even though we have maybe a dozen different energy supply companies out there competing. We have a new player come into the market. We have some of them smaller players which are nimble and they're cutting prices, but the big boys are not. They're taking forever to pass on reductions in wholesale costs of energy onto consumers in terms of lower household charges. So, you know, it just seems very, very unfair. According to this index, which is put together by the Austrian and the Hungarian regulators, the unit rate of electricity in this country is about 41 cents. Now, the European Union average is about 24.80. So, you know, we're playing way over the odds in this country. Why do we always end up paying more? I suppose it's because we've got very high generation costs. We're importing a lot of fossil fuel, even though Corrib feeds about a third of the gas that's used. And we have very high charges for the distribution network. But we just seem to have a very high cost base all over the place in this country. And this is at a time, Matt, when there's a temporary reduction. I'm talking about temporary reduction in taxes. There's a temporary reduction in the VAT on electricity bills. It's down from 13.5% to 9% at the moment. And that's due to go back up as well. So, you know, I really think questions need to be asked of the Department of Communications and Energy here as to why we have such expensive electricity. Why is that market just not working for consumers?
Don't they claim that it has to be to provide the profits to reinvest in the network?
Yeah, and there's massive reinvestment going on to accommodate wind farms, etc. They're very expensive. And you know, that will give us results in terms of sustainability and environmental friendliness. But, you know, there's a huge cost there, burden on the consumer, really, an enormous cost burden on the consumer.
Listener says, I'm tired of the argument that taxes on petrol are an environmental issue. It's never been about the environment. It's about revenue generation. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. We have to pay it as there's no alternatives. Well, I suppose things like excise duty and VAT have always been in place. But it is additional things like the carbon tax, which people think is just simply another way of taking money. The government would argue that it's about environment and it's about raising money that can be applied to environmental safety measures.
It's a reasonable question to ask why you need carbon taxes when you have excise duty and VAT and you have a levy as well. You know, there's a levy to so that we can secure some strategic supplies of oil. Why do you then need carbon tax on top of that? I mean, there's no carbon tax on electricity. There is on gas and on solid fuels. But it just seems like, you know, have to have four different kind of levies or taxes on petrol and diesel. It seems excessive.
We will leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you as ever for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.